did that have, what connection did that have with Jim Lewis?
He was the heavyweight champ of the world. And so
they were celebrating.
Oh, the world was theirs because he had won.
I see.
Yeah. He was black, and they just thought they owned the whole town because he had won that prize fight. It was just, you couldn't even walk up that Franklin Avenue beyond the school. They wouldn't let you walk on the sidewalk if they were coming along for a while after that happened. And most of us got to the point we'd cross to the other side if we'd see them coming. The black-white situation, now that was the only time until the 60s that anything, and it was late 60s for Aliquippa, that anything ever developed black-white down there. And yet I would think that in that town, it should have developed a lot sooner, especially that they're segregated. But J&L provided for them the same that they provided for everybody else. Like if they lived in company houses, their houses were painted every third year, two rooms were wallpapered every year, you know, and that sort of thing for their homes was taken care of. They had a swimming pool, and that was interesting. They had their own swimming pool, we had our own swimming pool, but they wanted to come up and swim in our pool. We did have a few problems like that, but, and I remember when I was in Aliquippa High School, we used to have a social on Friday nights after the basketball game. It was a tag dance or what, but anyhow, a black guy and a white girl were dancing, and Mr. Crawford walked up, turned the record player off, and he said, he didn't know how to handle it. He says, and didn't even mention why he was doing it. He says, I would like to for everybody to leave quietly. And that's all it was a black and white situation on the floor.
Did everybody know that was the reason?
I think so. But it wasn't discussed too much. But you know, when we were in school, we accepted them. I mean, we had no problems with them in school.
This was in high school.
Right.
We were integrated in high school.
Right. There weren't any in St. Titus. But in high school, I never had any problem with them. But I guess it all started to... And yet, you'd think the fact like a maid couldn't stay up on the hill after 7 o'clock and things like that, that they would have, you know, rebelled sooner. But they didn't.
That's interesting about the houses. They painted them.
Well, that's J&L did that. They painted the houses every third year and wallpapered two rooms every year. And,
didn't J&L own that Pittsburgh Mercantile store?
Right.
What was that like?
Okay, it was like a little department store. More like, I always thought Mansman's reminded me of Pittsburgh Mercantile. And they had a price range, you know, from the least expensive to the most expensive. And you could charge, it could be taken out of your pay, or you pay it monthly on your own, whichever. Mm. So what really was happening in Aliquippa, some people got no pay. Their rent, Pittsburgh Mercantile, got everything else. There's a lady coming for me to interview her at 2:30.
All right.
For a cook.
I don't have specific things. Are there things you'd like to say in conclusion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.